Probably, almost certainly, Jesus was there. He went to all the towns and villages of Galilee and taught in their synagogues. So at least we can say it's very likely that he was there. He also had a disciple named Simon the Zealot. And Simon probably knew this place well, maybe even came from there, because that was sort of the zealot hometown. Okay, now if I seem like I'm in a hurry, you know why. I'm in a hurry. I've got so much I want to share with you, and I have to be careful that we get to the point I want to raise at the end. Let's do a quick history study, real quick. Synagogue. When Israel went into captivity in 586, the temple was destroyed. So their whole religious system was gone. What to do? Well, they apparently found the passages in Isaiah and the Psalms, Isaiah 1, for example, verse 11 and following, where the prophet writes, "I do not desire the blood of bulls and goats, but a broken heart and a contrite spirit." And they said, you know what? The reason God took our temple away was because even though we were worshiping there, our hearts weren't right and we weren't obeying God. We were disobeying God, so he took it away. What God wants is obedience. God wants us to submit ourselves to his word in order to experience the grace from God. Not saved by works, but God wants obedience. So they began to study Torah. And that becomes the group or the setting in which the concept of synagogue begins. A group of people in Babylon who were committed passionately to obeying God, so therefore we have to study the Bible. And that's the core that would become what we call synagogue. Later, when they came back to the Promised Land, either in the return with Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah, or later than that, during the Maccabee period, when a lot of the Galileans had come back, they began to have their Bible study groups somewhere in a community center, often outdoors. The Acts chapter with Lydia is a good example. But over time, especially in Galilee, where it rains a lot in the wintertime, even though it isn't cold most of the time, they began to build buildings for community centers. They were used for the official tax collection, I suppose. They were places that people could gather, but they also became the place where groups could assemble to study Torah. Later, maybe concurrent, but probably later, they also began to gather in those community centers for prayers. Now, again, I wanted so badly to share some of this with you, but I just don't have the time. Would you mentally note, or better yet, those of you that are taking notes, literally note, in English, we say, "I'm going to church to worship." A Jew doesn't say that. A Jew says, "I'm going to synagogue to pray." And they describe what you call a worship service as prayer. So when the Bible says, "and the disciples met together for prayer," it doesn't mean they just gathered in prayer groups. That was part of it. But when they gathered for prayer, it means they were worshiping together. Or two men went up to the temple to pray, a publican and a Pharisee. What time was it? What time are prayers, worship, held in the temple in Jerusalem? 9 and 3. So if two men went up to pray, it's got to be 9 or 3. It's got to be the time of prayer. Muslims say the same thing. You don't go to mosque to worship. You go to mosque to pray. But it's broader than just praying. That's part of it, but it's only a part. So these community centers became places where people gathered for worship. Now, they would never have competed with the temple because that was, of course, rebuilt in the first century B.C., first century A.D., but it still became a place where people would gather on the Sabbath day to worship. Then, or maybe concurrent, you can debate that, as Hellenism, the Greek worldview, began to come into their culture, they established schools connected to their synagogues to teach their kids Torah and Tanakh. So now this building that's sort of a community center and a place of prayer now becomes the school taught by a local teacher or rabbi. And then, because the Torah scroll of that community was in this community center, that's where scholars would gather to study. So you guys go home, and most of you have at minimum a half a dozen Bibles in your house. Maybe 10 of them, maybe 20 of them. They had one in the town, if they were fortunate. Or a town like Capernaum, maybe 2 or 3. But they didn't have lots of them. So where do you go to study the Bible? You go to this community center. Now, as time went on, sometime in the first century B.C., they began to design buildings for those functions. They were community centers, but they fit our study, they fit our school, and they fit our prayers. And this one, in in